Yeah, I just want to add about something that has happened after the second cohort. I was very much in the headspace like, oh my God, how am I even going to do my job? I'm not being honest about what I believe in and etc. But I think what has happened over the last 6 months is I got an opportunity to present what responsible design is to my team. And it initiated discussions within our team to understand what can we do to. Of course, it's not like a massive change in one go, but we've just initiated that discussion. And also, what we're doing as a first instance is to just ask ourselves, what is the life cycle of our product? You know, so it's not a massive change in terms of, oh, we're saving the planet or anything, but really bringing in that intentionality into what we're designing for and what we're advocating for as a first step. So there is hope. It's probably a battle when you start taking this to the higher authorities, stakeholders in your company. But when you start those dialogues, you do bring in a lot of awareness in your peers, which initiates dialogues which are important to have. And I think what I'm observing is that it's not that leaders are not ready to bring about the change. I think it's just that we have normalized so many aspects of our digital world that they think that's the only way to go about it. Like the first time I brought about this idea of, you know, understanding what your product life cycle is, they were like, oh, this is going to be what it is, and we're going to keep adding features. I think it's a lot of unawareness that causes leaders to not act. So I think that would be the first thing that we can bring to in our teams, just the awareness of what it means to design responsibly.